masa, and we call corn flour butter. But really what we mean, what you say is we boil the meat, and after we boil the meat, we use the water because it have a flavor. And we mix these two items together with the water. Now we have, this is the corn husk. I don't know. Husk, yeah. This is, we need to, this is, we, they sell at the store dry. So we put in a water to make it soft. We can put it for like 2 or 3 hours to make it, you know, soft. So we already have the mix here. That's how, you know, that's how we use for the tamales. This is the meat that we already cook. And is we put the flavor, is we use this Mexican chile, guajillo. And we, that's how it comes, this color. But it tastes good. So we put this on my hands. And I put the masa. And we do this way. I know it's hard. We use twice a year because it's hard to use it, you know, to make every day or every week. We use like on Christmas or it's a birthday, a special events, because it takes a lot of time to do it. So when you hear about tamales, please enjoy when you ask, because it takes a lot of work. So we do it like this. It's already, okay? And we put the meat here. And we roll it, see? And become a tamal. That is not cooked. Right here is not already cooked. That's why I say it's very, very, it takes a lot of time consuming. That's the correct word. I don't know if somebody wants to try to put the masa on the. See, it's very easy when it's ready, when you give the exact. I don't say the point exact. The you mix it the right way. Yeah. So you are not going to have problems to put it. See? Right there. So I don't know if somebody wants to try to do it. See? That's how. Yes. You put it on your hand. Like that.
And you use the back of the spoon?
Uh-huh. And try to split, and yeah, you can do it this way,
really
the other way,
like
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Uh-huh.
The edges?
To the edges, too. And you can use your hands to move, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's too thin, maybe.
No,
thin,
mm-hmm.
Right?
You can put some more if you wanna. It depends, because the tamales can be like thick, or it can be, you know. No, not on the top.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Yeah, I think you did a good job.
Now
you can put the spoon. You can put the meat. You, if you want a lot, you can put a lot.
I like that.
Okay.
Now
you roll it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. You roll it the other way, but it's the same. See?
Yeah, and now. The same.
Yeah. And it's ready. Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you. Anybody wants to try? No? You have any question about how you can make tamales? You can do a pork, you can do a chicken, or you can do a beef. It's your decision. No, we boil it. Yeah. It's like, I use this big, I don't know if it's gonna come. See? You put the water on the bottom, depends, like this way. And you put the thing inside. And it takes, this big pot takes like probably 45 minutes. And you start smelling good. And you can open, and this need to come out. That means it's ready. Because if you take it before, the masarina, the flour is not gonna stick on the husk. So when it's ready, you know that if you pull this, it's gonna come out by itself. Some people, it depends on a different region in Mexico. They use another style. They use this, but they put it this way. It depends. I'm from Tamaulipas. It's across the border from Brownsville. And let me tell you, it's hard. My mom teach me when I was 15 years. In December, the family, it's a reunion, and you wanna go out. Your mom say, "You help me to do this, and you can go." So I started, learning, doing this, not cooking the meat because that's, it takes more time, but to be able to go out, I have to help my mom to do this. So I think I learned at that time. So when was the beginning, when I married, when I was 20, 21, I did it for the first time. It was not the same my mom's, really. So it takes time to how you can cook the tamales. Yes. Let me tell you. I don't know about. It depends how you like it, but I always cook with garlic. I don't like pepper. I don't like cumin. Garlic for me is the more healthy because it's garlic. It's healthy for yourself. No, they sell at the store those big piece of meat with the bone inside, and you can put the, you can boil it. And the chicken is, you put it, the whole chicken. But at the same time, you need to be careful because if you boil it more than what you need it, it's gonna be hard for you when you cook it. Any question? Any other question? I think if you wanna come and take, it's plenty. For me, take me like to do this part. Take me from like 2 hours to do this way, this step to mix it. To put the meat, it takes me like 2 hours to do this part. So I really appreciate you come and take at least one, Ah, yes.
One more question. Can you go through again the mixing, you're going to kill me for stopping, the mixing of the lard and the cornmeal,
and things like that mix is, you put it with the warm water.
Okay.
And you with the hand. No, mix it.
Oh, exactly.
And you cook it here. No.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you take this part off.
Yes. Uh-huh. Están tibiecitos, listos para comer.
Okay.
So they're not cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you go out to a Mexican restaurant and hear about tamales, so you already know, you have the taste. It, Oh, you wanna, yeah, go ahead. So you wanna do one of this, okay. And after that, you can eat one of the already cooked. I didn't bring no hot sauce because I say no. A lot of people do not like, so I didn't.
These are ready to go?
Yes, ready to go. Yes, take the
wrapping.
The wrapping.
You don't
want
to eat the wrapping.
Huh?
You don't want to eat the wrapping.
No.
And the seasoning in here?
Hmm?
The seasoning, it says
all? El flavor? The... Caesar, I just put garlic. I boiled the meat with garlic and salt, and that's it. It's chile guajillo. Guajillo. It's not hot, and it's not, yeah. Just give the meat a real good taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. With salt.
Does it expand? It gets thicker?
It gets thicker. Like,
yeah.
You see?
Because it seems thicker there than when you... When
it's cooked, like a sponge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you put that in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's really good.
Okay. Please, yes. Go ahead. Yeah, take it out the wrapper or the husk. I don't know how you call it. It tastes good, eh?
Tastes better than good.
Okay. So what? Taste it. It's not going to hurt your stomach because I put garlic. For me, I don't like the spicy, you know, the... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Take it. Taste good? Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So, is there any other question about tamales? Thank you. Beans and. Well, most popular is tamales and mole.
Mole.
Mole. But this is a very popular. When you hear about tamales, it's Mexico. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mole is chicken with special sauces. Then we boil and we serve with rice. Uh-huh. Tamales. This. Oh. No, sir. See, this is the corn flour. Pearl art,
okay.
It comes like this, like, okay? And we put this is pork meat.
Okay.
It tastes good, let me tell you. But what I say, it takes a lot of time to do it. So we cook like twice a year.
Yes,
oh,
okay.
We put it, on here. We put it this way because the water is boiling and if we put it like this, it's not going to come even. It's not going to cook even. So have to be this way in order to cook even the tamal. Yeah, just to because it hold the heat. The steam, yeah.
And do you fill it up with water just high as
the yes, like this. Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
how long does it boil?
45 minutes. 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But after we cook, we sit on the table and we enjoy. I know it's we call the family and we eat. You know. So, any questions? No? It's good? You open? Yeah. Yeah, you open it. See? It comes by itself. And I'm gonna eat it. So it's plenty here, so you still want some more? Go ahead. I didn't bring recipe because you can find it on the internet, but it's not what we do. It takes time to you can do this. Because probably my neighbor is not going to do it the same way. It depends on your hands, on your whatever you boil the meat with that makes. Garlic is healthy, and the Indians used a lot the garlic because I don't know, it's healthy, and it's a lot of people the stomach with the pepper, it upset your stomach. That's me. I don't know about the rest of the persons, but I cook with garlic, and that way I make sure that nobody's gonna suffer from the stomach. Yeah. Okay. And okay. to have the plate, this is just tamales, but the tamales can serve with rice, with beans, with lettuce and tomatoes, and the sausage, hot sausage. So it's depends on the way you want it to. To acompañarlo, to have the plate. You can just eat the tamal, but if you want to put it a rice on one side, beans, lettuce, that makes you a big plate. Well, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it. Yep. Some more.
Okay.